Well, the comment sets them a base.
Before we get started, can I ask a general question? It's the expression of B'nai B'ris in the Mishnah.
Yeah, so thank you. Dav Testament base. Tonarabon. We're now about six lines up from the end of the Amud. Tonarabon. Chayme b'shoy. We're going to go through all the four obvious zikin, and we're going to but so each one has a certain chumrah over the other ones. So chayme b'shoy. The shoy has a bigger chumrah than bo, meaning you find that the Torah treats shoy with greater severity. Shoy pays kofi. That kills an Eved has to pay Shloshim. Hashem came by boy, there's no such halacha. There's no din of kofi by boy, there's no din of Shloshim Shel Eved by boy. If a shoy gores a person and kills him, then that shoy is also v'ano. If a shoy mord kills a person, it's chayiv, and it's also v'ano. And it is also there to go and cause damage. Hashem, a boy doesn't have all the things. So first of all, what type of show are we talking about? We know show can be Okay. Who said that? Rashi said. Rashi says a bit later on the last page. Rashi says that last white line on the Yudamad Aleph, Rashi says it there.
It's logical.
Oh, why do you think it's logical?
Because we know that the Ruach is a people, where we know that all these things that you mentioned aren't applicable to Tom.
I didn't say Tom, so maybe Shen Regev.
Okay, Remedios.
Just say the same thing, just this time say Shen Regev.
Okay. But also too.
That's what you mentioned. Right. And these comments which you mentioned here are comments that only apply to Karen, not to Shem.
Right.
And therefore, that's why Rashi said it earlier. Yeah, but if Tosis said it right off the bat as soon as you start here. It's in Tosis. You see the Tosis on the side? Last narrow line. Haim a shoy. Haim shoy. Haim a seren. Shinemukhak wa kurish haikin. The whole way through your sugya, you'll see it's always talking about Kamasanahazik, all these things were said by Karen. So Rashi, let's see in the Rashi. So we know what we're talking about. So there's one second, let's go to the Gemara one more time. Koyma Bishoyim Revoi, Shashoy, meaning Karen, Misham is a Koyfa, Machai Mishoyim Shal Eved, Nigma Dinoi. Osmano, it's the psak din is you have to kill the shoy, it's Osmano. And also, it has this added element that goes and causes damage. It actively goes and causes damage. Now, Shayinkim Abo, it doesn't have any of those things. Let's see Rashi now. Rashi says, Kuifa, second last line. Shan Kuifa. So, Tim Shan Kuifa, Vimud, Shemus Ben Chorin, Vimud kills. You pay kofar, and osvano. When I said the first time around, I said the incorrect. I said the show mood that kills is osvano. That's not correct. Show tam that kills also is osvano. Any show that kills is chayv, kills a person is chayv misa, and after psak din is osvano. Right? The kofar is only applicable by mood, but the next one about nigma dina osvano is by everything. Osvano mehimis odom kedusiv. This is a Joshua which we've had before. The Pasuk says, Bala Shoyinoki. Says, you kill the Shoy, Ubala Shoyinoki. What's it mean by Bala Shoyinoki? What's the expression, Noki? It's like the expression when a person says, Ploini Yotsonoki Menachosov. He's gone free from his Nachosim, meaning he doesn't have any more Menachosim. He's been cleaned out. Right, this was not clean. He cleaned up the property, means he doesn't have the property, means clearly that. He doesn't even have a noi. He can't sell the Nevada. Once the animal, Shayanisco, is killed, it's also a noi. Hashim gave a boy. Boy doesn't have any of that. Now let's work out, why doesn't boy have any of that? So if we work backwards, it's easier. A boy doesn't have dark little clouds, like why not?
Doesn't have legs
to go and say, okay, that's easiest. Nigma Dina Osvano, there's no such thing. A din of a boy to be a high misa, right? There's no such thing. Okay, it's those two things. It's possible to start share. Now let's move a bit earlier. Shlishim shel eved. Why is a boy not chay for shlishim shel eved? When eved klani, why are we talking about eved klani? Eved klani falls into a pit and dies. So why is a boy not chay for shlishim shel eved? The boy is not chay for Adam. That gets killed in his boy. He's not chay for shlishim shel eved. So it wouldn't be chay for shlishim shel eved. And why is he not chay for shlishim shel eved?
The same reason,
exactly the same reason. Says Rashi, "Shein ken b'boy, shein nas Rashi on the page, shein bar b'boy chayev b'tashlum emisus olam." A boy is not chayev. Last Rashi, the last Rashi on Testament base. The boy is not chayev b'tashlum emisus olam. Could I mean on shoy v'loy olam? So, maybe Yaakov's right that. The reason why the Russian thing, the reason why a boy doesn't pay kufa and shlishim shel eved is based on the old klal of shoy v'le'odom. That's why. One day we'll get to tesis chaylik, but for now we'll go to Rashi. That's Rashi saying shoy is different to boy. By boy, there's a special drosha to part of.
I don't know the shlishim shel eved and.
What
is that? The
cover.
Is that in
lieu of damages? Is that on top of damages? No. In lieu. Instead of. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
It's
okay if
it's only about
Evid Klein. Even though he's in a state of servitude.
Yeah, there's a very big difference between Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani. Eved Ivri, all the owner has is the source of the pairs. And Eved Klani is one that
Eved is work,
right? Yeah, that's right. It's a bit more than a worker because he's got a right to give him a ship. Well, it's different. That's enough, Gimin. So once we say show, we've got that one as well. So this one's got more enough Gimin.
Yeah. And what does Shmuel do with this? Because Shmuel is he doesn't hold that it's carrying.
Shmuel might not hold that the show of the Mishnah is carrying, but he's masking that there's a carrying. And this price of show is going on carrying. Right.
I thought maybe that the reason that the that this is brought over here because this is where the mission of the Abar and Karen.
Right, that's our mission.
From this mission.
Sweet, what would Rob say? Yeah. Okay. I think the reason why it says this right is because of Ish, because what we just learned a minute ago. Mm-hmm. We'll see. That's what I understood. Mm-hmm. As soon as they say chum of shoye ve'esh, shoye chesh is v'kotzer in chayv. If you give over to chesh, it's v'kotzer in chayv. And ve'esh is potch, which is the hemshuch of what we just learned before. Okay, that's the first part of the braces. We've got that clear. Shoy is more common than boy, and boy is more common than shoy. What's not committed to us? If they're more common, we can't learn one from the other. That's why you need a possible for each one. And since you can't learn one from the other, you need a possible. What exactly the chumra says is what the braces are telling us. Moving on to my beautiful alif.
It's locked up and frozen. Screen is frozen, there's no sound.
Masoi, the Cheshit begotten, if he gave over, the person who was meant to look after his animal gave over to Cheshit begotten, the lock is the So let's try. So let's go. This time we can go forward. Let's go. The age is not higher. If I give up a fire to Chesed to cotton, I'm not. It's understood that Shat is we expect the show the Chesed department to look after that. It doesn't have a curse to go from place to place. So expect the Chesed department to look after it. And if he doesn't, look at the why? Because we expect we've gotten to look after it. Yeah. And took it and burnt something down. It wasn't what I was expected to happen. And okay, that's according to Rabbi Yochanan. And to Rashi, the reason why the owner's potter gives over to a Keshid Rikotan is because it's a chitzov of the owner, there was somebody else involved who did it. It became the arrow of the chesh. That was what we discussed on Tuesday. That was a contrary Yechon. Contrary Lokish. Any if you give over Shaheves Bemetechai. But if you give over Gacheles, then you're Pato, because Ma'ami Ami Ba'ozlo. It's going to get cooler and cooler and cooler. There's no reason to think that it's going to get more flame. Again, we have Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Exactly what exactly the thing is. Mashen Gimbay Shoy. What's the case of Shoy? We're saying Shoy is more chomo. Because you give him the Cheshit, you've got it'd be chai. What's the case? Contrary Shlokish. Oh, because you tied up. If you're not tied up. But it gets loose on
at the time they gave it to the Hashem.
Then you're going to be chai for the show. Why?
Because
you're untight. So we're saying that the chom will show you in the age, because a show.
The screen's locked again, no sound.
And then we have one more. There's no such thing on the H3, you have to kill the H3. And therefore, there's another thing also. And Shlushin said, Eved, why not? Why is there not by Aish?
It's either a Brahma or a Masik, but other than killing the people killed.
Oh, very good. I see Ivan Rashi. Very good. Yeah. Why is there no Aish? Why no Kripa? Why is there no Shlushin said, Eved, by Aish? Says Rashi, because of Komi Vidyavan. Rashi doesn't come in Vidyavan. Always the word. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it's Rashi Kolim Dami. Let's see this Rashi. This is very big Kiddush from Kolim Dami. Let's see it. Says Rashi, Masha Engim Beish, we once saw this Rashi. When we learned up Dalit, we mentioned this Rashi. And now we're going to come to ourselves. Masha Engim Beish. Eish, Lechaim Vos Sefis Odom. Eish, regarding Eish, a person not Chayim, if he burns up a person. Why? Shahoyer, if the person should have run away. Mimkov or so. And what happens if he's tied up and he can't? Then the Mavis Chayavis, he's a Vizirabi Mine. There's a cloud coming with the Rabbi Mine. Can the Mephashi come on, beg a queen? So there's a din. If somebody kills somebody, he's Chayav Misa. If he's Chayav Misa, then you can't have another financial punishment, and therefore you're not going to be Chayav Kif. Why is he coming to Germany? I know all the Mazik is coming to Germany. Why is Ish? Why is he coming to Germany? Yeah. He lit a fire. The fire is guy, and I went like this with a red cloth, and the animal building up its steam, and eventually went off, and it killed a person that was lying there. I don't know. Turning on Chayav Misa. Somebody digs a pit, he deposits it, not Chayav Misa. No, how many things Chayav Misa? He didn't do it.
He didn't push it.
Like a pit. What's the reason why we would think that should we come in Germany because I made the fire?
So,
Oh, thank you.
I said that three times.
I really didn't hear. I apologize. No. So Chitzov, the ace goes and burns something. It's as if you did it. Chitzov, it's your error. That's why ace Mashal Chitzov, you are chayiv. You're not chayiv kefir because commonly we do have him. Okay, so called in game, followed?
If
it's a rule, I won't say it. Yeah.
And the guy, and the fire spread over the dough, and
I think you're also saying, I think you're saying it's a what if question, which he doesn't want us to talk about at all. Okay, so just we're trying to understand that. So where are we holding? So that's why there's no kefir beish. Because the company is happening. I'm happy to be on Asian.
It's a whole.
Right, very good. And if the Asian is still in the main line, if you hold Ace Mishum and Moino, then you would be Chayiv Kefir.
Well, then let's see the problem of it.
That's not good.
That would be.
Yeah, but Rashi says here the reason why your pot is because it's commonly back for that was and said there's no such thing. Kofa is not going to be potter because of common labor Germany. You have to find some other reason to potter. Why? Because what's a classic case of common labor? A classic case of common labor Germany.
Lost the sound again. Can you try turning off the video, maybe?
Lighting a fire is considered all the it's considered Isha Mishim Chitzov. It's considered he actually was John. I suppose, I'm sorry, it seems to be a bit playing up today. So,
can you try turning off the video? Maybe it'd be better.
Good idea. I'm going to do that. Okay, let's see how it goes now. Fine. Okay, wherever you want. Yeah? So that's Rashi, and we'll see Tosis and Tzvedek come back. Now that was that one. So now we know why Shori's got more chumas than Eish. Let's go over it now that we've seen it. Right, the Gemara. Chayim of Shori mebe Eish. Shashori meshali koifa, and Eish doesn't. Why doesn't Eish pay koifa? Rashi says because of Chonu didn't bid her out. Really, can't two chi of him.
He says that
he's not doing
it. Very good. So how does Tosafot deal with this Gemara?
Excellent, great question. So he's going to say there's a cost of Olam. It says Olam only by show that's good, but there's no good for that ish. We're going to see over here. That's a good. You asked well. According to Tosafot, how's he going to explain this? Can't say Kamei Vidame because he's not Kamei Vidame. And Chai Bishoshim Shet Eved, why is there by Shoy there's a Chai Bishoshim Shet Eved, but not by Eish? Why not by Eish? Again, the same thing. Rashi will say, because of Kim Nigma Deavim. Nigma Dino Yosra, no, we said that's only applicable by Shoy, there's no such thing by Eish. And Mosin, a Chai Shet of a cotton, he gave it over to a Chai Shet of a cotton. Why Mashinki be Eish? Like we've just been discussing the whole way through, the Eish has got more Amami Amma, but also like we spoke about with Eish, either the Shreyesh will look after it, or we don't expect it to come into a flame, like we discussed it before. Now, what Chuma does Eish have over Shoy? Chuma be Eish. Mibishoy, what form does Eish have Mibishoy? Back to the Gemara, yeah? Femer be Eish Mibishoy, she Eish mu'edes mitchiloso. The Eish is a mu'ed mitchiloso. So as soon as you make the fire, it's already a mu'ed, as opposed to Shoy, which needs three times. So had the Torah said Yochai for Eish, you wouldn't have known Yochai for Shoy. Because Shoy isn't a mu'ed straight away. It's not naturally wild.
No, but okay. Because I thought that this entire studio that we're dealing with right now is dealing with the
Karen,
but Karen that's more Karen. Not
say that that Karen, which is a more Karen, isn't born that way. It's not born that way, and therefore you might have thought if the Torah of Chai for Eish, you would have thought Eish on Chai. I wouldn't be Chai for Karen. Right? So there's one chumrah of Eish over and above Shoy, and that Eish is a mood straight off the bat. Okay, you note something that it doesn't say. Remember my boy, what chumrah is with there with boy? What chumrah does boy have over Shoy? It's a hezek from the beginning, and it is two. There are two. What are the two? It's mu'ud mitchilos. It's tchilas asiyos ben ezek, and it's mu'ud mitchilos. You'll know that by Eish, only says one of them. Which one more mitzvah asay? Because Eish is not considered tchilas asiyosay nes. Why? Because we needed the fire. Needed the fire for certain purposes to make a barbecue, and then the wind went off. It's not considered tchilas asiyosay nes. That's what's mavur. No, sorry, not like that. If somebody digs a boy in a shasara, you have no right to do that. As soon as you do it, you're making a mazik. I make a fire in my garden, I'm not making a mazik. The mazik is if it spreads out. I'm not making a mazik.
How's it in Lua then?
Huh?
How's it in Lua then? If it's not, it's not in the mazik.
In the moment. Because if a wind comes, it's not that I need it to get used to becoming a raging fire. If the wind comes, it'll go. But why am I doing it? It doesn't have a din tchilas asiyos nezek. Because why am I doing it? I'm doing it for a useful purpose.
Mm.
Yeah?
Useful in other way, but useful like
when illegal, illegal useful purpose. Yeah, that was so that's what we see. We see from this Gemara. We see from this Gemara that H is not considered tchilas asiyosu minezik. Fa'ein vaiter chayma be'esh mebeboy. Chayma beboy mebeish. H is a chumra of a boy, and boy has a chumra of a ish. Now here, both of these are non-animals, right? So you're not going to have any more shlishim shiva eved. You're not going to have a kufa anymore, and coming also the hazik. You're not going to have any of that. So what chumras? We're now limited in our choice of chumras. What chumras is there over in ish from boy? So the Gemara first explains the second one for some reason. Chumra b'boy b'beish shetchilas. Asiyosay lenedek, okay. Tchilas asiyosay lenedek. Now we just said, Eish is not tchilas asiyosay lenedek. Mosoy lechei sheit v'katan, what's the din? If you give a boy to chei sheit v'katan, what's the din? Why?
No, I'll cover it.
Because he's
b'sher. Okay, good. You're saying Rashi, you're saying Tesis. Come to Rashi because you're b'sher and you didn't look after your cover because eventually the cover might rot. And during that time that you didn't look after it, something happened, and therefore you're going to be fired. And according to Tesis, because the kid will uncover it, or Chesh will uncover it. Very good. Mashink and Be'esh, you're not chayv to that, because we know, Ma'ami Amir also, like we just spoke out. Chayma Be'esh, have a boy. Now the other way around, what chum is there in Eish over boy? In which way would you think Eish is more chomer than boy? What would you say?
It could do damage.
It can go, right? So Eish, dark or lila for hazik. Eish can go. That's one chomer. A boy is stationary. Eish could go. And number two, umo edes lechoil bein dova ha-ra'ui lo o bein dova she'eino ra'ui lo. Eish has an ability to damage both things that it is useful for, which it's matim for it to burn, and also you're chayv to pay for something that is not ro'i lo. Just see what that means, not ro'i lo. Something which is not ro'i lo, you're chayv to pay. Masha'inkin, boy. Boy is not chayv to pay for something which is not ro'i lo. So the Gemara is going to speak out what this means exactly. What do you mean by boy is not going to pay for something which is not ra'ui lo? Yes, boy and misgalgal is chayvus of two things. So boy and shor together. You're putting two together. We're discussing just each one on its own.
You've got a chavos.
And the reason why you're chayv is because you're sent to Torah that you're chayv for shor. And the Torah says, you're chayv for boy. So when you two of them together, you can learn that you're chayv for boy and misgalah. But boy, if you wouldn't have shoy, you wouldn't know that. The Pasuk says, keep tach ish boy. It's not a boy and misgalah. It's a boy that's stationary. You can't open a boy and misgalah. Right? Or ki yichre ish boy. It's talking about a stationary pit. Okay, so being in Rurah, we're going to explain it in a minute. Okay, so now let's see. Says the Gemara, but this is the Chayme B'Shoy M'Baboy Sha'ashoy Chayim B'Sakeilim. Why do we say another Chumra? Why don't we say a chumo from Shor of the boy? Shashor chayim v'sakeidim, mashayim kein the boy. We're going back now on the very beginning of the Bryce. The Bryce had told me that Shor's got chumo of the boy. We gave a whole list of them. We missed that one. Why didn't we say it's a chumo of Shor of the boy that Shor is chayim for kein? And boy, it's part of a kein.
Because it's not universal.
Well, that's going to be the answer. That's the cash. Right. That's the cash. Answer the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda here, Temachai Valniske Kedem Aboy. We're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. This price is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who he holds that a boy is Chai for Kedem. Shoy Velo Yodom Chamoy Velo Kedem, he doesn't know. He learns a boy is Chai for Kedem. And if it's Chai for Kedem, it's exactly the same as Shoy. Shoy the damage of the Kedem Chai. But the damage is actually in your heart.
Do you have to say that it's that the author of it is Rabbi Yehuda? You just is there, or don't you want to just say the author is whoever it is, and the author just wants it to be all inclusive that everybody holds this way?
If it be Amiroim, what you're saying would make sense. It's a Bryce.
Okay.
And a Bryce, either hold one or the other.
So. Okay.
Yeah. So we're saying this Bryce is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and who holds this? No, I don't understand it. If you're saying it's opinion of Rebuda, I don't understand the Sefer, which we just saw, which we didn't really understand. Eish has an ability to damage, and Yochai for damage is both something which is Ra'ulo and also something which is Einoi Ra'ulo. What is a Dova Hara Uyla? It's very normal for fire to burn wood. What's a Dova She'en Uyla? What's a Dova that is not Matim for fire to burn? It's not normally used as a fuel for fire. Kalem.
My Nino.
Kalem.
So it's
kind of specific. I'll take a stop moment in the middle of the sentence. Okay. Masha'in kein b'boi. Whoa, my boy, you're saying that boy is not chai for that? The boy is not chai for kein? He, Rebuda, if we're following Rebuda, ha'omros machayev for Rebuda, we said that Rebuda is chayev al nizkei kein b'boi. Would make that person liable for damages he did to Kalev through a boy. So what's chat? If we're explaining the Bryce is following Rabbi Yehuda, then what's chat in the Sefer? We have a problem here, the Risha and the Sefer. The Risha seems to say, if a Shor damages Kalev, Yechayim, and then boy that damages Kalev, Yechayim. Where does he see that in the Risha? When do we see in the ratio that the boy that damages came your chayim?
Because it wasn't included.
That's the difference. So the mashmal, this is no distinction. Both of them your chayim for kalim. That's the ratio. Which opinion is that? Whose opinion does that follow?
The
ratio. And then the sefer, you're saying boy is not chayim for einoi ro'ulo. What could be einoi ro'ulo that boy is not chayim for? Must mean kalim. So if there is not chayv for kalim, if there is not chayv for kalim, it's not going like Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going to steer. Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi. Bein in shoroi lo is the last wide line. The kamam b'faisha. Kol shoroi diktoni hocho b'keren kamari v'loi b'shem regel. All the shoroi that we're discussing is talking about keren and not shem regel. Chayv mesakelim im shibro benegiye oy bebeite. If a shor damages a kli by negiye beite, she told the keren the chayv. Mashenke by eish. We said eish is not daukoy being rorulo. It's not rorulo. What does it mean rorulo? Kelim ein ruin eish is not suitable firewood. You don't use firewood, you don't use as firewood, you don't use kelim. If you're going to use a If you want to fuel a fire, you put inside it logs of wood. You don't put inside it kelim. So it's not called ra'uyah. And yet, you're chayv. If a person, the fire does burn down that, you're chayv for it. Hashem came by boy. We're not chayv. Not chayv for kelim. Right? Because the apostle says, not chayv for kelim. So we have a steer. Is the ratio going to be reviewed up? Then what's planned the safer? If the safer is going not like Yehuda, then why it's not mentioned is chidur? That's the question. Plug the Yehuda by one on page, so it's not going to support. So let's move on. Elo, the Olam Rabbanon. Back to the Gemara. First word line is Elo. Elo, the Olam Rabbanon here. Beton of Hashayim. The Tane didn't list everything. It left out some things. It's a cloud. Tono Mishayim. Tono Mishayim means the Tana doesn't have to be like a Reichel. A Reichel is a peddler. The Tana doesn't need to list all the possibilities. All I'm coming to tell you, there's a certain Chumah of a Shoy of a Boy. I don't need to start telling you all of them. So Tono Mishayim, I told you some. And the rest you can find them out yourself. But there's a rule that if you want to be Tono Mishayim, it has to be that there wasn't just one that you missed out. It must be you missed out more than one. If it's just one that you missed out, you can't tell me what I was listing only a few of them, because that's weird. You listed all of them apart from one. But if there's more than one that you missed out, then it could be, maybe I didn't want to include all of them. So don't have a shy. Reading Gemara, my shy, my shy. What did they miss out to say that I can say it missed out this? My shy. What did they miss out? Besides this one, that gives us the ability to say that they missed out this one. Answer the Gemara. Shai Shir Tomon. It's not mentioned Tomon. There's another Chumrah of Shoy of Shoy of Eish Shoy Shai for Tomon. And H is part of a Toma. There's another Chumah of Boy over H. Then Boy is Chai for Toma. And H is not Chai for Toma. So therefore, you see that we didn't include Toma. Since we didn't include Toma, I can tell you another one is that we didn't include Kalim. So why in the Rish did it not say Shoy is Chai for Kalim and Boy is part of Kalim? Because I missed out in the Rish another one. Then Shoy is Chai for Toma and Boy is not Chai for Toma. Yeah? Sorry, wrong way around. I said that wrong. In the ratio, we had a question. Why in the ratio did we not say that Shoy is Chayim for Kalim and the boy is pot for Kalim? And the answer is because Tom and Shai. What did they miss out? They missed out Tom. In the ratio, missed out Tom?
Yeah.
Now what? Where's Tom and the Risha?
Oh, and
Boy. No, it's a Shai of Tom and the Risha.
Oh, with
Boy. Shai and Boy,
not
Shai. But in the safer, missed that one out.
Right.
So you see, it's not listing all the possibilities, all the different formats. I'm saying these formats and these, and I'm not listing you. See, I see in the safer, didn't talk about Tom. So in the Risha, we didn't speak about Kalim.
I thought,
yeah.
We learned a while back ago that. Tamun, it's not a question of high or not high, like there's different levels. I mean, I remember actually that in so Tamun, it's really not, it's a technical, you know, you're not high for that thing. It doesn't mean that, I'm not articulating it because it's not clear in my head.
Okay.
But I remember that there was a distinction between why the Tamun was a different category.
No, Tomon is a Ptor, it's a Ptor of Tomon, but when it's a Ptor of Tomon, it's only if a fire goes on its own to burn it. The person actually goes and lights the place where it is Tomon, then there's no Ptor of Tomon. If he lights those shoots off, some doesn't have a shoot.
But isn't
that more, but then he's more of an animal, but there's a Ptor of Tomon. The
Masin is a Ptor of Tomon. Okay, yeah.
And that doesn't apply by Boyer.
Okay.
It doesn't apply by Shoy or by right?
Okay.
Why, are we defining, why are we defining Ravui by the field? By the field.
That was a question I was hoping you wouldn't ask, but it's good that you asked it. That Roy, Ein Roy, is saying, and Reuven is saying, we're saying it by the Chiv. If you look in Rashi, Ein Roy and Roy by Eish was not the Chiv. What was it? Is it normal to use for firewood? Is it not normal to use for firewood? Right?
But by Boy, that doesn't
work. By Boy, doesn't work. By Boy, doesn't make a difference to the Boy if it falls in a person or an animal or clean, right?
Mm-hmm.
In all the cases, it should be, it should break, right? It should break. So why are we calling that Angel? Mm-hmm. Yeah, why are we saying that Boy is considered an Angel? Because of Kenyan, already, after the mitzvah that happens to it, it shouldn't be enough pimen. So there was a meshachocha that says that pimet, it's not normal for kelim to fall in a pit. It's normal for animals to fall in a pit, but for kelim to fall in a pit, it's unusual.
And if the animal has kelim on it, it's not?
That's what he speaks about. That's have to find where it was. Let's try to find where it was. Mr. Kochner. I have to check out where this. I've got there written down. I have to look inside. Pasha Mishpot, I have to check out. But that would maybe help us for. To have to know why it came on the back of the thing. I don't remember that. But you're right. That's our honor. It's our honor. We said, look at Ish. Roy Enoy. So say, Ish, Chayev, Bain Roy, Bain Enoy. Ching and Boy, you're not Chayev for Enoy. Enoy is what? Caleb. Why is that considered Enoy? It's very normal for it to fall in. If you're talking about the Hill, why talk about the Hill? You want to know whether there should be a Hill. We have to know what it is. That's a good question. And the, I think the Mesh Prophet was a Ma'amokim for us, just we have to check it out, probably inside. Okay, so that's. So let's answer what we said. We thought this Raisa, we had the Shver, we had two Pshot. This Raisa didn't say Shoy has Chayek for Kalim and Boy is Potomac Kalim. Didn't say that, right? It didn't say Eish is Chayek for Kalim and Boy is Potomac Kalim. So why not? Why didn't he bring it down? So the answer is because we're going like Rebuda. That was the first answer. No, we're going like Rebuda. Rebuda holds the show is that boy is part of that boy is Chayim. Okay, so that's one answer. Second, that we had Shver. If it's true, then what we're going to do with the safer? Why would we have Shver? The safer. Dovah She'en Roda. The boy is potter for Dovah She'en Roda. And we thought Dovah She'en Roda means Canaan. And a contributor, he would be Chayim. So answer the Gemara, hello, we have to say it's going like Rabbonah. Rabbonah but met all your potter for Canaan. And the reason why we didn't talk about Canaan is because Tana Vishai. Which Tana Vishai? Vishai at Taman. Didn't say Tana. Yeah?
And we question.
It didn't say Tomon discussing Shoy over Ish. And it didn't say Tomon discussing Boy over Ish. In both those cases, there's a Ptah of Tomon by Ish, and not by Boy, and not by Shoy.
I'm saying two things have to be missing to say Tani Mishnah.
In order to say Tom Shoy, you need two things.
They could be in different lists.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that a Hibish?
No, in this price, that's what you see. I'm not going to list the whole thing. You see, also, but they didn't list the whole thing. Yeah,
and we couldn't have kept it with the Rabbi Huda and said it by Adam, but Adam isn't royal.
See, Adam is not royal.
Yeah,
why don't we say that it's going like Rabbi Huda and say that so it's trying for Adam. And then, boy, we said that. We did say that.
No, but we were bothered by the thing that Ain wrote along. So the
war. Ah, yeah. So say Ain wrote along, 1 second. That was, like it says, What's roilo mean?
Roilo is whatever, an animal.
And what's in roilo?
Adam.
But he's not high for that.
That's
is not
why
high
it's
for
not. That's why it's not roiling.
No, it's a mud. And H is. It's more lechel ben dover. Are you saying what's in? Why is it in roilo? Because you use it for firewood. And what's the mud lechel?
What by board you're saying? By Aish? Whatever, anything.
No, more than that. It's dangerous even for something which is not used for fire. A boy. Why is it in very long? You're saying the tribute of a person falling in is in very long. Just like.
No, but Caleb are by very good. Is in Raleigh. Or with no in Raleigh, Caleb is Raleigh. Adam, it would be now, right? Yeah.
Zing came the boy, and boy is not Roy. Adam falling is not Roy. And therefore, there would be a chum over age, maybe a boy. The age has got more things it can burn up. Boy would only be things to turn up. It's a very good question. I have to work on that one. Yeah, here's Kashin. I'm sure you hear the Kashin. So good Kashin. Come to review there. If you're the holds that Caleb Yechai in borrowed. But other masculine bottom. Other woman a bit and died.
Right.
You don't need to fit. Right. So he's asking, so just because it got Caleb, let's say in borrowed law means other. Say it's going to be there.
Okay.
And what's your cash that why are we saying that by boy fire? By only the Roilo, and although it's in Roilo, and come to review the in Roilo as Caleb, but say that, so that's the Caleb says, hold on.
But isn't Adam and Caleb linked as you have Shor? So he just learned the first part of it, just learns Shor of Adam?
Yeah, is that learned to come over something else.
Unless you maybe by you say by the like the Meshech Chachma that it's not the Kalim don't fall in it and Adam does
know Meshech Chachma said that Adam doesn't fall in and that's Adam looks after himself so he doesn't fall in.
Animals also
no not so much not advancing Adam. Tom, it's a very good question, Tom. Good that you're back. Tom, we'll have to continue Meshech on Sunday. Then Ferdi, is that the story? Sunday 10:30.
What are we supposed to do?
So I end on the two dots.
Right, and then?
And then there's Tosis here. Chayim and Tau Grima. Chayim and Shia. Lichka. It's all the Tosis, a lot of Tosis.
Okay.
It's a very good catch of all it. Well, he left me on a bit of a... But I have to think about things over Shabbos. Good. Excellent. It's a very nice pasuk in the. Yeah, the Chumash. I'll just read it from my notes. Okay, I'll read that.
So cool.
So the pasuk says in this week's parsha is serious. Kamori ochicho, oishor leifrim aderech, misalam to mehem. Hakim talking imay mishtatoy in Dvorim parsha. It says if you should not see your friends. Your brother's donkey or ox falling on the wayside and you ignore him. Hakim tokim him, you should have to help him out. It's a very similar pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Ki sira chamori seinacha. If you see your friend, your enemy's ox, no donkey. Rebbe stachas masoi, v'chadal t'mazavri, ozuk tazavri, there's two pasukim. One talking about in Parshas Mishpatim, and one in Parshas Kisei, they're both talking about the same topic. Just in Parshas Mishpatim, he calls it Chamoy Soin Acho. And in Parshas Kisei, he calls it Chamoy Ochicho. What's the pshat? What's the change of expression? So Meshech Chochma says, the Gevaldige Zach, he says that the Gemara said, how can it be Soin Acho? You're not allowed to hate anyone. I mean, the Apostle says, your enemy. So it means that you saw a person did avarice, and you treat him as your enemy because he's doing avarice. And that's what it means by sanach, right? So, that's what the Gemara says. So he did Avera and you hate him. So he says, this Pasuk Pashem Mishpatim is talking about before the eagle. So, before the eagle. When Kani Yisrael, when Mamlech is clean, we're going to college, they were great people, big tzaddikim. And then, if they see somebody doing Avera, yes, they've got a right to be critical and to look down at the person and to feel that he's his enemy. He's doing an Avera. But after the eagle, post eagle, when people were all nishan in Averis and ain't safe shed Averis, the people nishan in. So now, if you see somebody doing something wrong, just 1 second, you check inside yourself, you'll probably find those things that you didn't do right either or don't do right. And therefore, you've got no right anymore to look down and be critical on all of us. So when it gets to Pashmish, when it's Pashmish Fatim, which is before the eagle, you can say from Isenacho, from Pashki Seite, which is after all this talif. Now, every person's chamoy achicha, you see somebody doing something wrong, if you realize he's got his problems, you've got your problems, treat him as a brother, and okay, talk to him and help him out. Very good. Have a good Shabbos.